Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Today is our first show together. My name is Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and you are listening to Soul Purpose Central. So welcome. I know that there's many other things that you could be doing with your time right now, but you've decided to create some space for yourself to receive some inspiration, perhaps some insight that either you can integrate for yourself or you can pass along to other people. So I'm really grateful that you're here. So excited to share this very special first show with you. And for those of you who have not had a chance to meet me before, I'll give you a little bit of a rundown of my history, and then I'm going to introduce our surprise guest, and then we'll talk more about soul purpose at around 4:30 or so. So for those of you who have not met me, I have been working in the Akashic Records and doing energy healing for several years. I've done over 20,000 soul purpose sessions and healing sessions, and I, as a result, created a certification program for the Akashic Records, and I'm now also coaching other healers and artists and people that are into healing and ascension how to create their own highly conscious businesses. So there's a lot of things that kind of fall under the realm of Soul Purpose Central, and it's going to be my goal in this show, it's my high intention for you to be of high service by supporting you in not only knowing your purpose and getting clear on your purpose, but providing you with resources and inspiration to support you in continuing to move from knowing your purpose to actually living your purpose, which is a whole other ballgame, as I'm sure you may know. And sometimes we can get into this real energy of panic and desperation and feeling depressed and so on when we don't feel connected from our purpose. But deep down, your soul does know what your purpose is. And when you hear it for the first time, when it's the right information for you, you'll feel it throughout your body. Perhaps you'll even have some emotion around that. And you'll have this feeling that you've already known what your purpose is, even though you haven't physically heard it before in three-dimensional time. And then once you hear what your purpose is, of course, we need to make a decision as a soul and as a human. Am I going to live my purpose? If so, when? And how am I going to do that? And what support am I going to call in? No successful person moves ahead without knowing what their purpose is and receiving support in moving that forward. So before I go further into that, I would like to introduce our special guest for today. She's one of my dearest friends and soul sisters, and I called her today and said, you know what, I think I'd like to share my first show with you. So her name is Jennifer Eurizio, and she's on the line with us. So hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. What a pleasure and an honor, and what an amazing introduction to be called, you know, your friend and your soul sister. I mean, my day is complete.
Well, if it only takes that much. If I had known that a long time ago. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm thrilled that you're here, and there really isn't a more perfect guest than to have you on the show. And once we more formally introduce you, people will understand why it was important for you to be on the call today and how they can get in touch with you, because you're such an integral part of helping people get crystal clear on their purpose. And I know you've been doing this for a long time, so I haven't even had a chance to kind of go over your bio. I'm wondering maybe if you can just give a brief introduction about who you are and how you came to get to this place and introduce your business and how people can find you.
Sure. I'm a master intuitive. I'm an author and a speaker. And, you know, all of my life I've been interested in understanding more about me. And what I help people do is have that intimate conversation with themselves to go deeper in understanding and discovering who they are. So therefore, they can use all those skills and talents and power of their soul to create their life that they want. And I do that through a paradigm called Know, K-N-O-W, Soul's Language. And you can find me at K-N-O-W, soulslanguage.net. And what happened, Jen, was, as you know, a couple years ago, I asked a really big question. I was at a conference, and I said, okay, you know, God, and that's my terminology for source. How come this person next to me and I are clicking, and that person across the way seems nice, but, I don't care? And what I heard was soul language and how we're all connected and what that means. And when a person understands the languages they speak, that really gives them a whole body of information to connect with themselves, to ask questions, to learn more about who they are, to remember who they are, to love themselves and accept themselves, and let all of the other stuff that doesn't resonate with that go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I am committed to understanding who I am better each day and living that soulful life and living my purpose. And my purpose here is to help other people identify and feel like they're living their purpose.
Mm-hmm. And what I like to do, Jen, if you don't mind, is just kind of bridge the gap a little more about what you just shared and how it relates to soul purpose. So I personally had a session with you, and just thousands of other people have, and you're sought after by some pretty big business names because you're such an integral part of helping people get clear on what their purpose is and what their soul language is. So just before I go any further, I want to repeat your website name, because I'm just feeling guided that some people maybe didn't catch it. So it's www.knowsoulslanguage.net. And I would recommend that you sign up for Jennifer's free newsletter and also take a look around there. She's got some interviews, moi included, but she's got lots of information on there to support you to make a decision to really step up, step out, take a stand for your purpose, and get even more crystal clear about who you are, what you're here to do, and maximizing your soul's language so that you can navigate your path in a much more easy, effortless, joyous way. So, as I mentioned, just to bridge the gap of what you were saying, you're identifying three main languages for people and how they go about living their life, what their purpose is, and so on. And if you could explain a little more about how that helps people get clear on their purpose, and then what's next?
God, my pleasure. You know, each one of us speaks three distinctive languages of soul. So you speak one language in three categories. The categories are your mission here, and soul language defines your mission as your purpose for being on this planet. And, you know, when I identify someone's soul language, that category, their mission, you know, I've heard, oh, my God, you're putting into words something that I could feel inside me, but I didn't have the words to express. And, you know, that's a powerful, you know, moment of clarity, of knowing that you have this bigness, knowing you have this desire to make a difference, but not having the words to express it. The second category is about how you fuel that mission. So I'm going to use my languages as an example. My mission here is as an equalizer. And what that means is for myself, because everything starts at home, and for others, I can help myself and others create that perfect formula of balance, which helps them achieve whatever they want. And that mission is fueled by my axiom of translation language called Teacher of Integrity. So I have this amazing skill where I can see where someone is out of integrity. And another way to say that, Jen, is, you know, out of unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And I can create tools for them to get them back into unconditional love. And then the third category is all about your soulful personality. We all prefer to go through life a certain way, and we tend to judge how we prefer to go through life. You know, you never hear anyone judging like, oh, my God, I don't like potatoes. How come I don't like potatoes? But you hear them, you hear them judging themselves in so many different ways. So when you understand that category of your personality, your soulful personality, you know, just on the surface level, it allows you to not take things personally. It allows you to accept yourself. And then on a deeper level, there's this opening up of really stepping out into the light and saying, this is who I am, I'm excited about it, and I know it's worthy. And then the next steps after we identify your languages is really helping a person create that conscious conversation between you and your soul. So you can, you always have a support team, a best friend, so to speak, to go to and go, I'm lost. Where do I go from here? And I think that, you know, is so critical to a journey, you know, having that resource inside and, you know, to understand where you are and how you can move forward. And what I love about what you do, Jennifer, is that I love the fact that you give so many people so many amazing tools to not only be their purpose, but to let go of anything that's in the way of that purpose. And so, you know, what you do and what I do work so beautifully together because they're additional pieces to the puzzle that we call, you know, me, or the puzzle that we call you. And, you know, that's what I get to do for people every day. And what I'm just so blessed and so honored that I get to help people create that profound shift of knowing, understanding, and being clear about the purpose, and then taking that into inspired action.
Well, thank you for saying that. And just before we wrap up for our first commercial break, I just want to thank you for joining us because I know you have a super busy schedule today and you're doing a huge favor for me by coming on.
I wouldn't have missed
it. We only have about half an hour of our time today together. So we're just going to take a quick commercial break and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're tuning into Soul Purpose Central. I am your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and I am with the one and only amazing Jennifer Eurecio of www.nosoulslanguage.net, K-N-O-W. And before the break, we were chatting about the work that she does and how it supports people in aligning to their purpose, and we're going to continue the discussion. So, Jen, what was the biggest obstacle for you to finally commit and say, you know what, I'm just going to live my purpose. I'm going to do this puppy.
You know, I think the biggest obstacle and the biggest, you know, challenge of my life has been, you know, the not enough, that I'm not good enough. And, you know, it's become now a wire that's no longer activated, or a hot wire, or as they would say an electrician, a live wire. You know, but that doesn't stop me from going deeper and noticing, oh, look, there's that not enough. You know, it was a big challenge. And it wasn't based on, you know, family members telling me that I wasn't good enough. My mom is a huge supporter of me. You know, it was this thing that was unnameable about where it came from. And to really release it, I really had to open up and be willing to listen to what the divine and my soul had to truly say about my essence, and to trust that what I was hearing was true. And, you know, so that's, and I know that's a big theme with a lot of people, that not enough, not good enough. Oh my God, I can't do what I feel that's inside me because, you know, why source picking me to do it? So that was my biggest obstacle. And what I would tell people is, you know, sit down, write a letter from you, you know, to you from, you know, what you call the higher power, and do a little automatic writing and really hear what, you know, the source and your soul really has to say, because we are enough. Each one of us is filled with unlimited power and unlimited skills and resources. And when you accept that, oh my God, the miracles that have been happening all along, you finally get to witness and participate in.
Mm-hmm. That's beautifully said, and it's so true, isn't it, that so many people suffer from the who do I think I am syndrome, you know, who me syndrome, and who am I, you know, like you were describing. And as Marianne Williamson would say, who are you not to live your purpose? You've received divine inspiration to move forward with these particular ideas, with this particular skill set, and you received, not you personally, right, but all of us received those for a reason. We could have received a whole host of other gifts. Why did we receive these? And the sooner that we can embrace that and celebrate that, oh, okay, this time around, this is what I chose, the more we can step into that. So aside from, you know, the concrete advice that you gave around automatic writing and just kind of getting clear, what would you say the biggest payoff, and I say payoff in a broad, broad sense, has been for you to just surrender? Oh, sorry, I know you don't like that word. For you to accept. For you to accept your purpose.
So let me explain why I don't like the word surrender. One of my soul languages is graceful warrior. And the warrior part's like surrender. We don't surrender. But, you know, and if there's words that you don't like, go to the dictionary and, you know, look up the word, or go to the source and find a word that resonates with you. And surrender really, really means acceptance to me. So, Jen, ask your question one more time and accept it.
You are welcome. Could you please share with everyone how you, what the biggest payoff has been for you once you chose to accept your purpose and really step into it?
The biggest payoff, once I and I'm going to do this without crying, you know, which the warrior so likes, the biggest payoff, you know, when I, once I accepted that, I had that moment where you realize how much, you know, God, and that's my terminology for source, God loves you and how connected you are. And it was a moment, I remember it, I was driving in my car on the highway, coming back from a client session, and I'm starving. And I'm going, can I pull over now? And I'm hearing, you know, God go, no. Can I pull over now? No. And I looked up, and the clouds broke. And there was the ray of sunshine coming through the clouds. And as a kid, I always thought, oh, look, there are all the kids going up to, you know, all the people that died going up to heaven. And I just remember sitting there going, oh, my God, I've got to pull over, because I finally realized that, wow, I'm not alone, and I am supported even if I can't physically see it. And that has been the biggest payoff, to know at every turn that I'm being loved, protected, provided for, and that it's supposed to be fun down here. And, you know, acceptance allowed me to be in that emotional, physical, and spiritual space of knowing how truly supported each one of us is. So whatever you need to do to get that there in your own way, I suggest you kind of set the intention to start that road for yourself.
So I know that we don't have much more time with you because you are a busy person. So what would be kind of your parting thoughts for people as they're getting ready to really embrace their purpose and move from knowing their purpose into living their purpose?
Let go of trying to figure out all of the how of things. Just be in charge of your big what or your big why, which is your purpose. You know, stop trying to figure out, well, I don't know how to, you're not in charge of that. You know, let the universe do what they do best and bring you resources. And when you let go of the control of trying to figure out all of the how steps, what you allow to happen is really inspired action. And when you act upon inspired action, it's clear, it's focused, the results are, I couldn't even, like, come up with the results that I've achieved. So stop trying to do it backwards. Focus on your big why, trust, accept, and just do the next inspired action.
And when you say big why, what do you mean by that?
Your purpose. You know,
the big,
why
big
are
mission.
You here?
And really what I'm hearing you say, and I say this to folks all the time, is that it's our job to focus on the what and the why, which is basically why am I here and what am I meant to share, and allow the universe to provide the how of how that's all going to come together, where the resources are going to come from.
Yeah, they do it the best way.
Because we don't have the same sort of penthouse view that the universe does for us to try and, you know, come up with solutions and draw conclusions about how everything is supposed to unfold. We just don't have that insight. And so trying to solve a puzzle without all the puzzle pieces is really impossible. When we get stuck in that how and trying to figure things out, we get paralyzed and indecision, and we feel like a failure because how come things aren't working, and there's all kinds of things that can happen. When we just trust and hand it over, miracles really do happen. I've seen it happen so many times, as I know you
every
have.
Every moment of every day.
Absolutely. So obviously, one of the reasons why I brought you on the show is because I really believe in what you do. And what I haven't shared, because we just kind of hopped on the line and this was a little bit more spontaneous, was that you are one of the, well, actually right now you're the only faculty, because I'm really discerning about who I introduce to my community. You're the only faculty right now that is contributing to my highly conscious business intensive, which I'm currently teaching to other healers and people that are either starting a business or just thinking about a business, or even people that have been in business for a while and they want to really, you know, step it up as far as being highly conscious and moving into the new paradigm. So I have shared your information with people because what you had to share is so integral to their next steps. And if you could just share with folks before we wrap up how they can get in touch with you and how to book an appointment with you if they're feeling called to do that.
Sure. And before I do that, I want to say two things to Jen. First, Jen, I'm so honored. I'm just honored. And the second is, I love you. It's on the airway.
You know, I love you too, sister.
I believe it's so important for, you know, soul sisters to share, you know, and your soul family to share and express that, because, you know, finding connections within who you are and those support team members of all kinds is so important, and mm-hmm. it should be acknowledged, and I'm grateful for our connection. So thank you.
You're most welcome. So just before we head into commercial break, Jen, if you could just give your contact information really quickly about how people
sure.
can book a session with you.
So it's www.knowsoulslanguage.net. There's a session link, so you can go right to my calendar under services. I offer a complimentary session, which one of your languages will be identified, and that's knowsoulslanguage.net.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking time out to share your wisdom with us and to share your resources. And really, folks, to experience this with Jen, it really is very empowering and just so essential for helping you get deeper understanding and be able to move forward. So thank you again for sharing. This won't be the last time that you come and chat with us. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to EasternEssence.com. That's EasternEssence.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I am your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. So glad you're here. Today is our first show together. I've been away from radio for quite some time, and I have been called back to step into this role again. And the reason why I'm sharing that is because it is related to purpose. And my purpose is to speak to the masses. I've known that ever since I was 2 years old. I used to see myself standing on top of the mountain with a microphone and talking to people in probably gibberish, but basically my message was of peace and unity and helping people really feel aligned to their truth and feeling totally comfortable in their own skin. I've always been passionate about that. And I had a previous show for a few years, and I was just called to take a break. It was nothing personal. And then Dr. Pat reached out to me in one of those synchronistic ways, of course, as I'm sure you all can appreciate in your own life. And I found myself saying yes, even though I thought my answer was going to be no. And perhaps you've had that feeling before where you're thinking, holy cow, why am I saying yes right now? I really thought that my ego would say no. And that's really at the place I'm at now where I go with those strong yeses, even if it doesn't make sense. I just follow the path of the yes. And that is what has led me back into radio. And it really is my joy to share any wisdom that I may have accumulated over the years with you, to connect you with resources that may be of value to you and to your friends and loved ones as well. And I also want to extend out to you that I would love to hear your own soul purpose stories. I would love to have you email me, jennifer@souljourneys.ca, jennifer@souljourneys.ca, and submit a brief synopsis of how you moved from being disconnected from your purpose to really living in alignment with your purpose. And based on the submissions that come through, that could mean that you'll be on the show to share your story and to receive exposure for that, but also to be of high service, right, and pay it forward and to share your story. That's part of what happens when those of us step forward onto a radio show, is that we're really trying to be of high service and to support you. That's what we're all really here to do from a soul purpose perspective, is to be of high service, to share our gifts and trust that if and when people are ready to receive them, it will be so. And being of high service means we're here to be who we are, we're here to share our gifts and talents, and the universe will remunerate us accordingly, whatever that's meant to look like. So we can't be really attached to how that's going to be, we just show up and share. And that is part of my intention for this show. And the other intention that I have is to introduce you, as I mentioned, to other people that are living their purpose. So again, if you have an interesting story about how you shifted from being disconnected to your purpose to now living your purpose, and you'd like to share it with other people, please email me, jennifer@souljourneys.ca, and give a brief bio, and my assistant will be in touch with you to let you know that we received it, and then I'll review your story, and if I feel that you know, it's a good fit to have you on the show to share your wisdom and to inspire others, then we'll set that up for sure. It's great to hear from people from all walks of life, right? When we're learning something, when we're giving someone else permission to perhaps walk the same path or a similar path to us, rather than always looking to people that are kind of living these grandiose lives. We want to know that everyday people, and I say that in the broadest sense of the term, are living their purpose and just living their truth. So as I mentioned before, just to give you a little more background, when I was 2, I can remember seeing very clearly what my purpose was. I was in direct communication with my record keepers all the time, and I grew up in a very spiritual home. So unlike most people, I had permission to be who I was. I could speak the way I speak to you now and talk about all kinds of things and talk about my quote-unquote imaginary friends that were in the back backyard playing with me and so on. My maternal grandfather, who is still with us, used to solve crimes with the police as a medium. So he and I used to have very interesting conversations and kind of play some games and so on. And was really surrounded with an environment that was supportive of this. It wasn't until I went to school that I learned, oh, this isn't how everyone talks. And so I had a reverse experience to many people, which is that I had to try to pretend that I wasn't connected or that I didn't know things. And of course, when you're claircognizant, and for those of you that are, you'll understand what I mean, when you just know things, you don't realize that you're spewing it out. You're just saying it matter-of-factly, but not realizing that everyone else is not as in tune with that knowingness. So people would always say to me, how do you know that? Or aren't you a know-it-all? Or those kind of things, because things would just fly out of my mouth. And when I was younger, about 4 years old, my parents and I went for our first past life regression together. And while my parents went off and had their own private reading, the whole point, by the way, was to help us all get clear about what our unfinished business was together so that we could perhaps complete that in this lifetime. And I remember sitting at this pool, and it was kind of like a commune. It was a very spiritual place, and there was a trance channel there. So his assistant would basically put him under, and he would channel, never knowing what was coming out of his mouth. It would all be recorded. And he had kind of a group of, I'll say followers, but people that lived at this spiritual commune. And I sat at the edge of the pool, and they would all swim up to me and say, you know, aren't you a cute little girl, kind of a thing. And they would ask me questions, just being coy, and then I would answer them. And I would be going into this channeling mode. And then they realized, oh, this little girl really knows what's going on. So that was my first real insight of what it was like to speak to a large group of people as being a direct channel and being present in the moment. So years went on, and I still was conditioned, as I'm sure many of you can relate, that I needed to take the conventional path, which was going to school, getting a job. And that's what I did. And I went to university, and I was taking a combined degree in sociology and social work. And I was overworking because I will admit I'm a self-proclaimed high achiever, and I tend to bite off more than I can chew. So I was really busy, and I was working as a mental health counselor at the time and a sexual harassment investigator, and then I was in university full-time. And my life was a mirror image of what happened when I had a car incident. And I say incident because really there are no accidents, right? So my car spun out of control, and my life flashed before my eyes. And I sustained a lot of injuries. I was in a lot of pain. And so through a series of synchronicities, I ended up studying with a Reiki master. She helped me to heal through Reiki, and I felt so powerful, or so passionate, I should say, about Reiki that I decided I needed to learn it, which surprised me a little bit. Because, of course, I was already in school, and I thought, oh, my goodness, do I really want to take another class? And I took Reiki, and right away in my level one, I knew I was going to teach it. And so I got my Reiki mastery in my early 20s and began teaching that, but still kept my conventional job. And I went to work in child welfare for several years, working with some very, very intense, chaotic cases, and being a forensic investigator and a forensic interviewer, and getting enmeshed in all the crisis and drama that comes along with working in child welfare. And then I moved on from that, and I went into the corporate world, which was a huge relief for me because it gave me the space to start to move towards my purpose. So my point for sharing this is that even though I knew my purpose, I still went through a process, just as I imagine you're going through right now if you're not already fully aligned to your purpose. Sometimes we're not ready to take that big, big leap, so we start to plan our life in a way that leads us up to that. So this corporate job was great for me because for the first time, I could actually work 9 to 5 and really leave at 5 o'clock at night and have nothing taking up my mental space, no stress, no worry, no thought about what the day was going to be like the next day, or already knowing all the crisis that was waiting for me the next day. I could really have this space to live my life, to start thinking about what my healing business was going to look like, to get out and network and do these different things. And so I knew my stay in the corporate world wasn't going to be that long, but it really was the bridge between leaving this chaotic world and stepping into my own business as a healer. And it allowed me to also pull my energy back into myself and create a space of balance. So that was a real gift to me. And for those of you that are still in a job and you're begrudging it, and I know this because I've coached a lot of people around this, really there's an opportunity for you to look at it as a gift, to look at it as something that's sustaining you financially, to allow you to build a plan to move into the next phase of your journey, whatever that may be. Really being in a place of gratitude and appreciation, and once you frame your mindset around how it is serving you rather than looking at how it's not serving you, that is going to really bridge the gap between where you're at and where you want to be. Guaranteed. I've seen it happen with myself. Definitely seen it happen with other people. And the greatest gift you can give yourself is to start living your life presently, but thinking from a place of where you want to be. You know, how would a healer with a thriving business react in this situation? How would someone who's going back to school to be a psychologist act in this situation? Whatever your vision is, whatever your dream is, start thinking from that place, and that will start to pull you out of where you're at. Guaranteed. It's going to require some practice and commitment on your part. It's really your opportunity to constantly ask yourself, how can I make this work, rather than focusing on how it's not working for you. So with that said, what I'd like to do after we come back from the break is share with you what happened after I really stepped into my purpose. And I'm sharing my story with you because it's my intention and my hope that there'll be something that you hear within what I share with you that supports you in taking the next step, whatever that next step is for you. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in just a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their trials. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. For our last few minutes together, I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and you are listening to Soul Purpose Central on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so thrilled that you're listening. I have shared a little bit of my story, and I'm hoping to share a little bit more with you to kick us off for our first call today. And then next week, we're going to have a special guest, author Nicole Lanning, and she's going to be talking to us about her newest book, which is Practical Crystal Healing, and she's got 555 ways to work with crystals. Can you believe it? I read through the entire book. By the way, I never introduce anyone whose work I'm not familiar with. I'm very particular about who I support, and this lady knows her stuff. So definitely going to be wanting to tune in next week to hear what she has to share with you, and I know that she'll be open to receiving your questions. And again, before I move on, I just want to remind you that I am open to receiving your stories about how you're living your purpose. So email me, jennifer@souljourneys.ca, to share your story with you, and that could land you on a guest spot on this show, Soul Purpose Central, at 4 o'clock every Tuesday Eastern Time. The other thing I'm going to ask of you, because I know that you're all so generous with your time and your referrals and so on, is that if you do feel that there's a guest that you would like to have on the show, or have me have that person on the show, someone you'd like to refer, someone you'd like to hear about, or someone that you feel would make an amazing guest and actually add a lot of value, high content to the whole concept of soul purpose, again, please email me, jennifer@souljourneys.ca, and my assistant will review that, and her and I will chat about how to make that happen. So any support you can provide with that would be absolutely amazing. So before the break, I was sharing with you a bit about my story and how I went into the corporate world to be the bridge between this chaotic job in child welfare and then moving into my business as a healer. So I'm not going to lie to you, and as Jennifer discussed in the first part of the show, with her purpose, she had this thing about who am I and am I enough to be this healer and to be transmitting this information. And for me, I had a lot of fear too. There's a lot of doubt that can come up. And it was so long ago that I can't remember exactly what it was, but I remember just kind of wasting a lot of time hoping that there was this magic bullet that was going to make everything better, that there was going to be this stork that would appear on my door with all these, you know, deliveries to make it so easy breezy for me to be in my business as a healer. And really what it was about was visibility issues. And I know many of you listening have that same kind of stuff going on, right? Being seen not only for who you are as a human, but being seen for who you are in your purpose. So often we're punished for being who we really are. By punished, I mean rejected, abandoned, alienated, anything like that. And we're often rewarded for being who we're not, you know, those masks that we wear when we go out into the world. And so to be visible as who you really are, knowing that there's some consequences potentially, is not very appealing, right? It's when you're starting your own business as a healer, or any change that you're making in your life to align to your purpose, you're introducing yourself to new people, you're getting taken out of your comfort zone, you're learning new skills, there's all kinds of stuff going on, and the learning curve is pretty huge. And sometimes it's easier to stay in our comfort zone, we think it is, right, that it's easier to stay in our comfort zone rather than stepping out and recognizing that even though our comfort zone feels comfortable, it's actually really uncomfortable. And oftentimes what happens as humans is that we wait until it becomes so uncomfortable in our comfort zone, what used to be our comfort zone, or we wait for that universal 2x4 to hit us over the head before we make changes. So part of what I want to be sharing with you as we share this journey together week after week is that we don't have to wait for crisis to come up. We don't have to wait for these big gestures from the universe or situations to kind of crumble. We want to be really shifting from being a passive participant in our life, from being on autopilot, from just kind of existing. We want to shift into living, and not just living, but actually thriving in our life and being proactive and being empowered participants in our life so that we're not only shifting out of just waiting for things to happen and seeing what's going to happen and just kind of rolling with the punches to being very, very intentional about how we live our life and the kind of choices that we make and stepping into that divine birthright as a conscious co-creator. We are very powerful and we can create whatever we want, and I'm sure you have evidence of that because the truth is too that sometimes we're creating things that we don't even really want, and once we evaluate it we say, oh yeah, I did ask for that, didn't I? But that wasn't what I wanted, but I did get what I asked for. And I'll share with you the next part of my story, which is that I wrote out what my 5-year vision was for where I wanted to be in my business on an inner level, you know, who I wanted to be, how I wanted to be showing up in the world, but also certain benchmarks that were going to show me that I was moving forward, that I was contributing, that I was serving more people. And when I did that and I really stepped into that and I surrendered, or as Jen would say, I accepted that this was all possible for me, and I chose it, and I intended it, and I energized it every day. I am not kidding when I say to you that I manifested my 5-year plan in 3 months or less. And I was shocked. In part, I probably didn't dream big enough, right? Because it wasn't, in hindsight, some of those things weren't as big of a stretch as I thought they were at the time. But regardless, I was very intentional, and I was able to create a very thriving business in a very short period of time, because really it is, right? It's a business. It's not a hobby. And I was able to serve people all over the world. And before I knew it, I got so busy that I had to start creating systems and programs to be able to serve the influx that was coming in. And then even as I stepped into that healing business, and at the time, looking back, I'm trying to remember everything I did, but basically I was doing Akashic readings, I was teaching Reiki classes, I was doing Reiki sessions, I was teaching a bunch of kind of empowering workshops and some other energy kind of work and doing classes on angels and so on. And now where I'm at in my business is totally different and where I'm at with my purpose. So that's the other thing I want to share with you, is that your purpose is going to evolve. And it goes back to what we were talking about before, that we are showing up in the why and the what and allowing the universe to take care of the how. So your purpose is always going to be kind of the core. There will always be a core purpose to why you're here. And then as the years go on, you will begin to express it differently. And I have no doubt that in a few years, whatever I'm doing now, and I don't know what it's going to look like in a few years, although I can intend it, I will be doing something different than I'm doing now. I absolutely know that because my whole history has shown that, and perhaps yours has as well. So it's really about going with the flow and being in the energy of adventure and awe and wonder and trusting that you're going to be guided to wherever you need to go. And as we spend week after week together, I'll continue to share more anecdotal things from my story because I know that we really learn through story, and that's who I am. I like to share my stories. I like to introduce you to other people's stories because there's always some sort of spark of wisdom that comes out of hearing someone else's story that can support us. We can look at it and we can relate and say, well, if that person can do it, then I can do that. If that person went through that, then I can support myself in moving through that as well. It's just who we are as humans, right? So next week, as I mentioned, we're going to be hearing from Nicole Lanning. She will be taking your questions. As we journey together on this show, I will be opening up the line for callers to see what's going on with you. I have a very strong stance on empowering people, so I don't you know, just kind of placate people going into more of that psychic reading stuff. I really want to hear from you and empower you to find your own answers, because the ahas that you get are going to be far greater than just having someone tell you like it is, right? And perhaps you can think of examples of that. But before we wrap up today's show, I really want to thank you for tuning in, sharing your time together. And I know that a lot of you, because you've reached out to me, want to know how to stay in touch with me. So to learn more about what's going on with me, to claim your free soul acceleration system, and to learn about some really exciting things that I've got coming down the pipeline, I've got a teleseminar coming up on Healing Your Money Story with Linda Jones next Monday. I've got some Akashic Record online stuff that's going to be announced next month. Super exciting. I've got some in-person talks that I'm going to be providing, and just so much more. So I really would encourage you to go to my website, souljourneys.ca, sign up to receive your soul acceleration system. My gift to you is to receive the easing, and that will allow you to be on my list so that you can hear about what's going on and be in the loop, because there really is just so much going on, especially as I continue to expand and bring more things to you. So from now until next week, thank you so much for tuning in. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.
Are you a bit tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at...